Maine Republican Dale Crafts, China has ripped off America for way too long. By Sean Moran on July 26, 2020. Dale Crafts, the Republican nominee for Maine's 2nd Congressional District, told Breitbart News Saturday that China has been ripping off America for way too long. Crafts hopes to oust the freshman swing district Democrat Representative Jared Golden. DME, Golden unseated former Representative Bruce Poliquin. Army, during the 2018 midterm elections with help from Maine's ranked choice voting system. Crafts, a former Maine state legislator, said he served with Golden in the Maine House, and noted that while Golden served the state as a leftist Democrat, he has fought for conservative values. I served with Jared in the House, and if you look at the NFIP score, I was at 100%, he was at 17%. His NRA was D, I had an A+ because of all of the Second Amendment legislation I put in, Crafts told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle. So there's a huge contrast between the two of us. I'm a small businessman, he's not. I'm socially conservative, the district is socially conservative. So this is really our time to win back the seat, I believe, Crafts said. Golden represents one of the 13 congressional districts that President Donald Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by more than 6%, but Democrats managed to flip during the 2018 midterm elections. Republicans only need to retake a net 17 seats to regain the House majority. Crafts noted that he has seen tremendous enthusiasm for Trump in Maine's 2nd District. You will be absolutely amazed by the Trump signs that are on lawns. I've never seen anything like it. The enthusiasm to vote for the president in the 2nd District is off the scale, I've never seen anything like it, he said. Boyle noted that former Maine Governor Paul LePage, R., said that working people vote Republican and that Trump has moved the Republican Party towards working class issues such as trade and immigration. Kraft said that other countries' unfair trade practices, especially China's, have made it harder for American companies to conduct business. You sell a car over in Japan and other countries in the world. It can be as much as $10,000 to $15,000 to import an American-built car, Crafts explained. We have been ripped off. If we want this economy to come back really, really strong, America can be greater. The economy can grow greater than it ever has because you get fair trade and then create jobs and our economy can boom. And people forgot to see that. President Trump is right on the money when it comes to China and what's going on with us being ripped off this nation for way too long. I think you'll see this economy grow when it takes place. We'll win that battle. A lot of people want to bail, a lot of people getting nervous. We have to got to stick with the president through this China, trade, war, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.